أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الأيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إن الله يعلم ما تفعلون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 91 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the good deeds. In the previous ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commanded us to adl, to justice, ihsan, to do good, and to give to family relationships. Hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues, and Allah says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ, and fulfill the covenants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When you make a covenant amongst yourselves also, here the covenant with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or the promise that we made to Allah, or the pledge that we made to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is that we took this pledge of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that the pledge is that, O Allah, I will abide by all your commandments, I will fulfill all your commandments, I will keep away from everything that you have made haram. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, there are other pledges that we take, that is also to say a pledge with Allah amongst ourselves, contractual obligations that humans make with each other, whether it is in our business activities or otherwise, then we have to fulfill each and every one of those pledges. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا. One going one step higher, one is a promise that one person makes with another, a contract that one person makes with another, a pact with another, and one is that a person takes the qasam, an oath, in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this is what Allah Ta'ala says. Now this is one step higher. If our normal obligations, promises that we made to each other, contracts that we made to each other, is so valued in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then when a person takes a qasam, he takes that qasam in the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he has made Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now a guarantor that whatever I am saying, Allah is my proof, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is my witness, Allah is my guarantee that whatever I pledged, I will fulfill. And Allah says, don't break those promises. Don't take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and then break that oath. Don't take false oaths in the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to the extent that some of our jurists have even said that if a person had to take a qasam, it was an Islamic court, the person is the defendant, the plaintiff, the complainant did not have evidence, and now it will be the responsibility of the defendant to take a qasam. And at that point, he can even have a business transaction, he can agree to pay an amount of money not to take that qasam, because the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so valuable. The name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is greater than this dunya and whatever this dunya contains. So hence, on the one hand, there should be an abstinence from unnecessarily taking oaths in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On the other hand, if we do it, and we did it, then we should fulfill that obligation of that oath. Allah says, وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا, and by taking the oath, then we have made Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a surety, we have made Allah Ta'ala a guarantor. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what you do, in whichever way it may be in your life, Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.